Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We'll just take this podcast with two spoons to share, please. Welcome to the Off Menu Podcast.
Hello, Ed.
Hello, James. How's it going?
Oh, you know, tickety-boo, I'm hungover and I wish I were dead. You may remember that I was going to go and drink all that Death by Chocolate that Kevin Matthews recommended, and I did it.
You've got the glassy eyes of a traumatised man.
Yes, I'm a bit traumatised, and I really hope I can pull it out of the bag and get some energy going, because like I want to do the listeners proud. I don't want to let the guests down.
It's very sweet of you, man. I'm sure you're going to be able to pull it out of the bag,
okay.
Because this, of course, is the off-menu podcast where we invite a guest into our dream restaurant.
We're going to ask them what their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, drink and side dish are.
And our guest this week is Catherine Bohart.
Catherine
Bohart, wonderful comedian.
Hilarious
comedian. I've gigged with her a few times, and I went to see her first hour in Edinburgh last year, and it was excellent.
You lucky boy.
Lucky boy. It was excellent. And also that year, I saw a show by Catherine's girlfriend, Sarah Keyworth, who is another absolutely fantastic comedian.
Yes.
So in case Catherine makes reference to Sarah during the episode, that's who we're talking about, Sarah Keyworth.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. But no matter how good a comedian she is, if she brings up our secret ingredient, she is out on her ear, James. And what's our secret ingredient this week?
Oh, you'd be referring to radishes there, Ed.
Radishes! I have no time for radishes.
Ugh. Boring.
They're so boring, and I think I've had one radish in the past. It was like peppery and exciting and crunchy, but every other radish I've had since then is dead.
Yeah, and also the experience of it isn't worth it.
No.
This is just too hard, biting into it, wrap your teeth around that.
If Catherine says radishes, bye-bye, Catherine. So, without further ado, this is the off-menu menu
of Catherine Bohart.
Welcome to the dream restaurant, Catherine Bohart.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Catherine Bohart.
It's the genie.
The genie.
Oh, I am always so relieved when people know that you're a genie.
Yes.
Because sometimes when we have people in here that we've never met before, and they're like chefs or something, and I have to go, sorry, I should explain, that man over there is pretending to be a genie for the whole podcast.
Yep.
Sometimes you see the colour drain from their face as they realise they've completely wasted their morning.
Yeah, no, I knew what I was getting myself in for. I thought, there's the morning gone. Yes. Good. I'm so excited to be here. I love this podcast.
Oh, thank you very much.
And genuinely, as in, I have spent many lonely nights in hotels, because we do comedy, where I've just listened to the two of you and wished I bought more snacks.
So,
it makes people hungry.
It's a blessing and a curse. I can only listen to it while I eat, so it's really...
See, that's a good tip, because so many people get hungry when they listen to it, and also strap in, because recording it is where you get the hungriest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You've got to be careful, because then... Afterwards, you just eat what's been talked about on the podcast. That's okay. all our diets are now.
Just three course meals.
Only eating things that come up on the podcast.
Things that have been talked about
on
the podcast.
That sounds like a great life you lead. Also, I know that you're supposed to be a genie, but
yes.
And you're trying to do it all with your eyebrows at the moment. Like, just the eyebrows are carrying the facade. But you looks like a low-energy genie today.
No, I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
James is hungover.
I'm picking the booze. Yeah, the lamp is full of booze at the moment. Yeah.
It looks like you've been lying in there.
Swimming in Death by Chocolates. There's the Guinness, the Tiramisu, and the vodka.
Oh,
and I've popped out of it a little bit worse for wear.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But that doesn't mean that I can't magic up all your favourite foods, don't you worry.
Okay.
The food's not going to look sorry for itself.
Great, just I'm the glad genie. To hear it.
Unless you want it to.
No, but I do feel like I'm not... I feel like any time I get a hungover looking waiter, I'm a little bit more distrustful. Like, are you writing it down, the order?
I'm a genie. I don't need to.
Oh, maybe today you might have to, man.
Yeah, I think maybe.
I agree. If you get a hungover waiter, you can definitely tell they're hungover.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to enjoy this.
Get the notepad out, my friend.
Have you ever had a waiter tell you they're hungover?
I have had a waiter. So I was just in Oslo doing gigs, and this guy sat down with my friend and I at the table.
No.
First of all, what are you doing?
Absolutely.
And
not.
Second, I know you don't approve. And second of all, was like, oh man, I'm so stoned. And I was like, get out of here. Like, and the thing is, it's confusing in Oslo because everyone's so beautiful. So you're slightly more permissive. So I was kind of like, well, he does have a cute ponytail. Yeah. So maybe it's fine.
It's Scandinavia. Yeah. You can say things like that.
But
it's
I was
fine.
Also like, please leave our table.
Unacceptable unprofessionalism. Please get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yes.
Yeah.
But also that.
So I apologise for the state of our genie waiter today.
I'm not stoned, at least.
Not stoned.
No.
You cannot tell.
Yeah. It seems a bit like I am.
Yeah, just
a little.
Yes.
My mom puts Tia Maria's in smoothies.
Really?
She's
Irish. Like a morning smoothie?
No, not like milkshakes. Like
right,
for
okay.
when her girls are over and they want to talk about rude things.
Yeah.
She'll make like
a lot of shoulder movements going on here.
Yeah, she does a lot of shimmying. Sorry. I feel like I'm going to say boudoir any moment. They talk about rude stuff and they put Tia Maria in.
How often
shouldn't be in.
Does she have the girls over to talk about rude stuff?
No, not like that. Well, fairly often. I'd say more often than most mothers in that I know about it and I wish I didn't. But,
have you ever been invited for the chat about rude stuff?
No, I just sort of skip through and then they ask me inappropriate questions like, what's fisting? And then I go, I'm not your LGBT spirit guide, but also I'm not answering that. Well, can I have some tea, Maria? Yeah, no.
Do you think there'll be a moment where your mum invites you as like an equal to talk about rude stuff, or do you think?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, my mother knows more about sex than I do.
Right.
I will never be her equal, nor can I even aim to be. Especially in like willingness to talk about it, that I'll never meet her on.
Yeah.
She's so keen.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, no prompting.
No.
Well, if she's doing drive by what's fistings, then probably.
She would do that. She's also like, she's such a good ally, but like she's such a keen ally. Like I feel like she might not do drive-by. Well, she obviously did. But that's not what she meant. But I think she would do literal drive-by, like get it, girls, if she saw lesbians.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's so supportive. She's too supportive.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yes, I've brought up fisting very early in the podcast.
That's fine.
But it was also paired with a lovely story about how supportive your mother is.
That's true. She's very supportive.
A lot of people say fisting until the dessert.
That's
so
true.
It's good to get it out of the way before we've even.
I'd say if anything, it's better to do it pre-food. But there you are.
Sure.
Yeah. Most people now are just like, we get to, the podcast goes out, as it is. We edit it down, but normally you get to the dessert and we're like, and for your dessert? Now, I'd like to be fisted, please. And we're like, not again. Look, stop it.
My mom did this podcast.
Everyone says that. Say it is. Yeah. So obviously, you always kick off with still a sparkling water.
Mm-hmm. Still, please. But can I feel like I always need to stress that I want a jug, not like, don't bring me a glass. Like, I want a glass of water and I also want a jug so I know that there's more coming.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I get stressed.
I've never thought about it. That's what I like as well.
Yeah.
Who's bringing just a little glass of water?
Yeah, I want to know that because I quite like to be,
You've got to top your own up, right?
Yeah, also I'd say I'm an overeater, so I sometimes, I need assistance. The water kind of... helps
just
me through.
Get it all down.
Yeah. Yes, please. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
And I do want to be in charge of the jug when I'm dining, because I don't like the people who are too eager with the jug. And so sometimes you have with every sip you have, they come over and top it up again.
Yeah, Camden.
I don't like that.
I completely agree with that. There's a midpoint, isn't there? You don't want waiters who aren't attentive, but you don't want waiters who are overly attentive. You need that little middle point, just spotting when they need it. And my dad is an interesting fella.
Yeah.
And this is what he'll do. And I'm completely on board with this now. I used to find this embarrassing. So we go to like a nice place and like the waiter will keep coming over and topping up the wine and stuff.
Yeah.
And very early on in the meal, my dad will go, "You're coming over a bit too much."
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He goes, "Whoa.
I'll top up my own wine."
Oh my God.
That's absolutely fine.
Your dad's a fuckboy. That's you're being a bit much. Yeah. Sorry, you're trying to take care of me. That's a bit much. Whoa.
Yeah, he's done that
so
before.
Harsh.
No, but I'm completely on board with it. Because it's like, just to let you know, you're coming over a bit too much.
Well, he sets boundaries early.
Yeah, I can pour my own wine. You don't need to worry about that.
Wow. I mean, to be fair, at least I bet he doesn't ever has anyone sit at the table with them and tell him they're stoned.
No, absolutely not.
Imagine what he would say to them. "I'm so stoned. You fucking what?"
We're going to need to set some real boundaries. That's, wow.
It's pretty amazing, right?
What a big move. Yeah. I don't know if I'm that confident. I think by asking for the jug, what I'm saying is, I've got this.
Mm.
Yeah.
I can be across the water situation.
Yes. One thing I do resent is when you get a jug for the table and somebody just tops up their own.
Oh yeah, I really try and top everyone's up.
Yeah, yes. I don't like eating dinner with like
a solo topper,
sort of Darwinian drink. No, it's like each to their own. No, I want be nice.
Yeah, top up everyone.
That's
a
scandalous move, isn't it?
I mean, if
you see that, it's like,
yeah, you think, well, I'm not friends with you anymore. Yeah, I can't trust you.
But I don't like people that I'm eating with topping up my water too much. So very early on, I'll say, "You're topping it up too much."
Do you do it then?
No.
lose the entire friendship. Pop it up, sore bread. Pop it up, sore bread.
I mean, it's
Catherine Bohart.
It's very alarming. It's like
it is, and you knew it was coming, but it's always out of the blue.
I didn't jump. I'm proud of myself. I feel like you jumped because you're hungover.
Yeah,
did you make yourself jump?
I was just trying not to be sick all over you. I didn't want to be like, I'm so sorry. And then like, I didn't want to do that. So
I think the only reason I didn't jump because I saw you jump. Someone needs to take care of James. Oh, it's tricky, isn't it? No, I would say bread.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go bread, but I want a selection.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't want none of this, like, here's your one type of bread business.
Okay.
I want a big old basket. I want, like, a sourdough. I want something with, like, grains on. Yes, mm-hmm. please. I'd like a tomato bread or an olive bread.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yes, please. Yes. And also, once I was taken for my birthday on a very, very fancy dinner to Alan Williams at the Westbury, swit swoo.
Oh, wow.
And they did like whipped butter.
Oh.
Give that to me. Yes, please. I swear to God, I wanted to like put it in my handbag, but you can't. Apparently, you're not supposed to do that. which my friend who'd brought me there said many times.
Probably best that you don't put it in your handbag because you might accidentally use it as moisturizer for your hair. like you did before the podcast.
I did lotion up my hands with lip balm and then came in pretty lubed. So Wow, I'm really creating a reputation.
Yeah.
Hi, boys. Hands are lubed. Let's talk visiting.
Sticky. I need to go and wash them again because it's lip balm I put on my hands instead of moisturizer.
Jeez, it's hard to make one mistake. Yeah. One mistake. I think, but the whipped butter had apple in it.
Oh, wow. Mm.
It was crazy good.
What, like, sort of, like chunks of apple or just like apple flavouring?
I think they'd probably like pulsed it in some way and then it was through it. I don't know.
It was so fucking good.
Wow. It was so, so good. But also, I quite like, you know, in France when they have those like crystals of salt in the butter.
Yeah.
Which is definitely so bad for you. But sure.
I mean, that is the best.
It's incredible.
My girlfriend used to live in France. So she used to go, when I'd arrive to visit her, go and get a baguette and some of that butter with chunks of salt in it.
Yes,
and I could go through a block of that in a couple of days.
So my girlfriend's family are obsessed with the butter with salt in, to the point that like
the whole family,
yeah, genuinely. We got to France about a year ago, and I swear to God, they're like locusts. They want to carve up the butter like you would a pizza. Like they're like, "That's my section, that's your section." And I'm like, "What are we doing here?" I was like, "Oh, butter." It was like, "No, fucking buy your own." And I was like, "Okay."
That's why you wanted to put the apple butter in your handbag.
Yeah, just for in case we went on holiday. But also, the butter was insane. It was so good. I also like an olive oil and balsamic.
Sure, with, you can have both.
With salt on it. Really into it. Salt.
Salt's a big thing.
It's quite a big spread you've got already for the bread course.
Yeah,
this
I love
fine.
Bread.
We're going to let you, the restaurants do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot to ask. They're not going to be happy about it, but whatever.
Hey, look, we're fine.
We're always happy about it. In the
also, restaurant. If they're charging for bread, I feel like I get to ask for whatever I want. How annoying is it when places charge for bread?
The cover charge, when they say, oh, there's a cover charge. Or
no, when when they literally put it on the menu.
What, but bring it to you anyway? Or well, you mean both. When it's like a... Yeah, okay, I see what you mean.
I'm
sorry,
just
it's
like,
taken me ages there.
Yeah, it took you a while.
Because sometimes they'll bring bread... but then there'll be a cover charge and they like basically charge you for sitting down and the bread will be to cover that off.
I will say this.
Hold on. Did they bring it anyway?
Yeah. What?
Sometimes they bring it anyway and then you charge for
it. You pay for it?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's a goddamn ruse.
That's awful.
Yeah.
But no, I agree. When it's actually on the menu, like basket of bread.
Give me a break.
As a starter. When they put in the little extra starter list where it's like bread and olives and it's like £3 or whatever.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
It's an outrage. Also, my least favourite is when you get to places and there's already bread on the table with cling film over it. It's
what?
Like, what is this?
Where the hell are you going?
I went to Lisbon and that was like a common trend. And I was like, make it end. Is this yesterday's bread? I don't want it. No, thank you. But the reason I'm ordering so much bread, to be fair, is I would like some to be left for my starter.
Oh.
I'm one of those people.
Okay.
Well, let's segue into this.
You're happy to... I'm happy for people to have some bread, but I also will watch to make sure we all got our fair share.
Will you take, like, two bits, eat one, and then have one on your little plate ready to... What if the waiter comes up?
No, I'm keeping that. Okay. Thank you so much.
And if you told him at the beginning of the meal that he was coming over too much, then that might not have happened.
Yeah, but he might not remember that because he's stoned.
Yeah.
This is it.
So you're saving the bread for the starter.
Yes.
Then what could the starter be?
Okay. I'm quite nervous about this one. Okay. I don't like starters.
Yes!
Oh.
There. I said it. I'm not into starters.
Oh, boy.
If I liked it enough and it was savoury, just give me a main of it, please. But also...
So you get a little extra main at the beginning.
I'm just not... No.
How are you officially beginning the meal if you're not having a starter?
Look, I mean, you're...
Oh, it burns, doesn't it, Eddie?
So I prefer dessert, obviously. Because I have joy in my heart.
The hangover is lifted.
But
I'm strolling in a meadow.
The only thing that I find, and this is where I'm going to lose James, the thing I struggle with in dessert is the constant choice between cheese board and dessert. I don't think you should have to choose. I don't think cheese board is dessert, though.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
You're really playing with our hearts here, Catherine.
So I went to my friend Josephine's house recently for a dinner party. And for starter, she did a cheese board.
Oh, I'm back in the game.
She did a cheese board.
How has this happened?
She did a cheese board.
Oh, mama.
Oh, the meadow is
wilting. She did a cheese
board. Oh, the meadow's on fire.
No, it's good. We're having both.
Well, you must feel better about this, though, James.
It means I know there's not a cheese board coming down, later down the pipeline. Sure, okay. Yeah, I feel good about that.
Do you feel... Okay, wow, I thought you were going to kick off. How easy was that? You can tell James is hungover. He's like, fine, I'll eat the cheese. Yeah. Come on. That's fine. Cheese board.
That's a stroke of genius.
Talk me
through it. What's
okay,
the
I have
board?
Two questions. Oh, I meant to ask this about the bread. Do I still have a gluten allergy in the Dream restaurant?
Interesting.
Or is gluten-free bread great in the Dream restaurant?
I think we have, in the past, people have been able to... It's like the diner's choice, whether they want to shun the...
Yeah, so some people have stuck to their dietary requirements and some people have gone, it's a Dream, let's just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I need a bit more. I think I need a bit more like
guidance.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with I don't have a gluten allergy.
Fine.
Yes.
So then I can have the good bread.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Similarly, I'm vegan.
Okay.
But I fucking love cheese. Like when I'm drunk, the thing that I want is cheese.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I'm going to say that it's real cheese. Because there's only one kind of good vegan cheese so far that I've tasted, and that's the...
What's that?
You know the Tyne cheese? Sarah Pascoe gave me some.
I've had that. It comes in the little wooden
This lady in Newcastle makes this heaven, and it tastes... like it has the texture of goat's cheese.
Right.
And it's actually good.
I think vegan cheese can recreate goat's cheese pretty well, because that's like crumbly, right? Because it's like basically ground up nuts, really.
It's really, really good. Whereas everything else tastes like glue.
I really like the... I feel like vegan recreations of stuff is often good for like the dirty fast food stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the follow your heart slice cheese, there's a jalapeno, like cheese slices.
Mm, you lost me at jalapeno.
It's really
good.
Does
it smell like feet? They all smell like feet.
No, I don't think it smells like feet.
They smell like feet and they taste like glue. I don't like it. No, thank you. They're so sticky. I don't.
Yeah.
Why are they so sticky?
Yeah, pretty sticky.
It's like, no.
So that's not on your cheese board?
The thyme cheese can be in there. There's a truffle one. Yes,
okay.
Please. There's also a sun-dried tomato one that's excellent.
Great.
Yes, please. But cheese board, I would say.
I still feel weird talking about cheese board, actually. I thought I was okay with this.
I think it's great. My only problem with the cheese board, James, for a starter.
Come on over. It means we can have more dessert.
Yeah. Well,
come on.
You better deliver the goods later.
Okay, so first thing, manchego and quince.
Oh, yes.
Yes, please.
Manchego is that's in my top five cheeses.
Oh, my God, I love it so much.
Beautiful stuff.
And like proper quince jelly.
Well, no, I've had manchego with a bit of honey before, like at a tapas restaurant. Mm. Really good.
I had a truffled honey before I went vegan. That was pretty great.
So you're a honey denying vegan.
I don't know. I don't know where I stand on honey.
I've travelled honey somewhere. In Manchester.
Oh, yes. Of course. That makes sense.
Yes, a great place in Manchester. I had some truffled honey.
Just to sum up how this podcast works, you're about to say something interesting about where you stand on honey within the vegan community. And James just went, Manchester.
I had some troubled honey.
I liked it. I liked it. It was good.
I had some troubled honey.
Who wants momentum? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's nice.
It's a revelation.
Keep it realistic. Yeah. It's great.
I don't remember the name of it.
Here we go. So, this will be half an hour and then he'll suddenly scream the name of the restaurant at the top of his voice.
I look forward to it and probably give himself a fright. That's fine. Manchego and quince, definitely in there. Brie, yes please.
Now, while we're on truffles, have you had truffle brie before?
No.
I'm going to change your life. Go and find some truffle brie.
Okay.
So it's like a brie, but in the middle there's like a layer of this like truffle sort of pasty stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I have it every Christmas. It's part of the Christmas ritual. I go to the shop up the road from my mum's house and I buy a huge slice of truffle brie.
Oh, sweet God. I don't know if I'm allowed to have it. Maybe I can have it on Christmas.
Yeah, you can have it on Christmas.
Maybe.
Is that a child coming through?
No, the baby crying.
Looks
like someone's heard about
the cheese board. I'm not the only one who feels that way about the cheese board. That poor little baby.
Do you really hate the cheese board that much? Also, my mom used to do a cheese board in Halloween, and she would collect leaves and dry them, wash them, paint them with glue, like make a board of leaves, like autumnal. It was beautiful. Okay, you're not.
And put cheese.
Just like make, like cover a board.
The leaves off the floor.
No, she would clean them.
How do you even clean a leaf? It's still a leaf.
She would clean the leaf and then she'd coat it with glue so it would basically be set. Uh-huh. And then she'd make this, she'd
because
cover the board.
That's a healthier way of going about things, covering it with glue before you put it next to food.
I think it's more like a sugar glue, like, you know, like a...
Like a caramel type thing.
Yeah, like just to make it shiny.
Also, okay. I believe you said it was Halloween cheese.
She did a Halloween cheese board.
A Halloween cheese board. Okay.
Because she would do like a barbecue for the whole road. Uh-huh. That's a whole other story. Do we have time for it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
she'd do like
cheese
a cheese board and then she would do a barbecue where she'd do like burgers and hot dogs at the front.
For the whole road?
Yeah.
Invite them over and go...
Yeah, and she'd make a huge tie.
Do you know anything about Fistic?
Who has ever done a 69?
She didn't even know about it then. No. It's only since she started watching Orange is the New Black. I also wish she didn't watch. But anyway.
You can have onions if you let me know about Felching.
Oh, no. I hope she doesn't listen to this and now ask me about Felching.
Please help yourself to the leaf cheese board. Do you know what a dirty Sanchez is?
How dare you? Oh, God, I genuinely feel... I'm, like, anxious when I'm going to be asked these questions.
Yeah, they ask all these questions.
But she'd, like, bake a pumpkin and then serve a Thai pumpkin soup out of it. It was amazing. Yeah.
That's really good.
That's delicious. Yes. That sounds very good.
It was... Nobody minded what she asked because the spread was excellent. So, Manchego.
Brie.
Maybe the truffle one.
I don't know. Good.
I quite like a comté.
Yes. That's in my top five as well.
Is it?
Was in my face.
Huh?
Did you say
a fly? A fly flew in my face.
Well, then how could you possibly be expected to listen?
I'm sorry.
Famously, if a fly flies in James's face, he can't listen to cheese.
A comté, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a comté,
yes,
yeah.
Please.
Yes.
And, oh, I'd quite like some strawberries to go with my brie.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Rewind.
Like,
what the hell are you talking about?
But if they're macerated in balsamic, And
it's
then you
too, that's too much for me.
Is it too much?
It's, I mean, it's your menu. By all means, you
or
have
Or maybe
that.
Just some apple, even just some apple.
I believe, no, but I believe strawberries and brie is just known as strawberry. I think that is the official name of it.
You are so happy.
Would you like
yourself?
Some strawberry?
Yeah.
He looks so pleased.
Yeah.
James, listen. Obviously one of the finest comedians in the world, hugely inventive. But when he comes up with a dad joke, that level, that's the happiest he
Amazing.
Is.
Amazing.
I'm having a roller coaster ride today. I was battling flies and stuff. I'm trying to remember a Manchester restaurant, and then
We're
I thought
having
of
a cheese board.
Strawberry. Yeah. Perfect. Cool.
Also a smoked cheese and also a goat's cheese and ash. Yes, please. Those are all
specifically
my requests.
Specifically ash.
I like the ones that have ash on them.
Yeah,
ash on them.
Are you sure that that's what you had, or it wasn't a bit of the leaf?
I'm sure.
The leaf from the Halloween board, from the haunted
it's just
board.
Your mum tapping a fag over the top of
no, my, it's just the barbecue
like,
ash.
Halloween.
No, my mother doesn't smoke.
What about
it
a
was
Ouija
definitely
board?
Barbecue ash. A Ouija board
for like a
could you
Halloween,
double it up for cheese?
Halloween cheese board and make it.
Oh my god, she'd love that. I'll tell her. That's a brilliant idea.
That is a really
okay. I'm
idea.
Glad we workshopped it. Yeah, that's good. I'll
Cheeja,
tell her.
Cheeja, no, it doesn't work.
Huh?
No.
Go on.
Cheese board.
Yeah.
We cheese board. We
can't all do that.
Can I also have some crackers?
Yeah.
But also, I know I have my leftover bread, but I just don't want to get anxious.
Oh, that's fine.
You know, like when you're worried.
We'll bring you some more bread as well if you want.
Oh my god. I think I should keep my pre-starter bread, and then just have crackers so that I'm not too full.
Absolutely.
Any particular crackers? This idiot likes the Hovisy one that looks like a loaf of bread cracker.
I like that one.
What?
You know, when you get like a selection of crackers, like in a Jacob's cracker box or something, and there's all different types of crackers.
Yeah.
They have a Hovis one that says Hovis on it and is in the shape of a little loaf, and it almost tastes like a digestive biscuit. And if you put a really strong cheddar on there, it's absolutely delightful.
I mean, that does sound good.
Oh, that backfired.
I'm sorry. I love a digestive. That sounds great.
Yeah, that's
that?
Really good. You put one of those
yes,
on there.
Please.
They also do little really thin ones called, I think they're called like biscuits for cheese that have got like nuts and dried berries in them.
Oh,
really
no, you
crispy.
Lost me at berries. No,
okay, we'll take them out.
Yes, please, do.
But you want strawberries with the brie?
Strawberry.
Yeah, but I don't want dried.
Want the strawberry.
Oh my god, make it end.
Oh, we're intolerable today.
I said that in a way that suggested I'd come up with it. That's how pleased
you
I
really
was to
did.
Say it.
You really did. You really did.
It's a perfect pun, James. Well done.
It's perfect.
Strawberry.
Is it a pun?
Catherine, would you say it was perfect?
I'd say it's happening.
Yeah.
You've not said it yet. I think a lot of the joy is in saying it. So if you want to say, if you'd like to say strawberry and the joy with which you can say that.
Do you know what? I'm conflicted because one, I hate the joke, but also two, I feel like when Irish people say stuff like strawberry, people are like, oh, they can't say the word. And you're like,
oh,
you
really?
Really can say the word? Yeah.
But you said strawberry then.
Yeah, I said it. I didn't. I wasn't filled with joy, I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Can I just say, we've heard a lot about your mum already. She sounds absolutely amazing.
Oh my God, she's a queen.
So doing all the barbecue stuff on Halloween, the leaf cheese board, which is a joyous thing to do.
Yeah, so my mum, like, we always had to cook with her. Like from really young, we learned how to cook. And she's the best cook I know. Every time I pick something that like, when I choose things and I'm going to choose things that she hasn't made, I'm going to feel like an ultimate traitor. But also, in her older age, by which I mean her 30s, obviously.
Yeah.
that's what she would want me to say. she's gotten quite healthy, so she's like taken up gardening. So she does that instead of baking now, which is the worst thing she's ever done to me.
That's where all the leaves are coming from.
It's a fucking nightmare. And we have to pretend to care about the herbs that she's growing as much as we cared about like homemade sausage rolls and cakes.
Well, at least like that rosemary looks lovely. Bung it in a sausage roll.
Yeah, she's please do. She's amazing. I mean, I was the kind of obnoxious kid who would go to other people's birthday parties and be like, I didn't know you could buy birthday cakes. Like, oh my god, I was the worst. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, you really passive aggressively go to the mum at the birthday party. Oh, did you make this? It's so professional. It looks so great. Oh, you didn't make it.
Oh, you didn't? No. Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. Yeah, my mum could make her own caterpillar. Like, none of this nonsense. Yeah.
Her own Colin the Caterpillar.
Yeah. And she made an amazing train. Like, a proper train. It was incredible.
For you?
But my brother was big into the train cakes.
Okay.
Multiple carriages, multiple fillings. What an exciting time.
Very nice.
Different filling for every carriage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, she's not an amateur. Come on.
across the top, did she pipe, what is daisy chaining? I said it across the top of the train.
Someone tell me what daisy chaining is. No, she didn't.
The Colin the Caterpillar's got a big speech bubble going, I'd like to hear about docking.
No longer know what either of the things that you're talking about are, and now I feel like my mother, because I'm like, what is daisy chaining, James?
It's when people sit in a circle and all wank each other off.
Oh, God.
So everyone's
is that
like,
something you've done before, James?
No, I've not done it before, but like, I guess I could use my genie powers to make it happen, wouldn't I?
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Your main course. So you've started with a cheese board. This is flipping everything on its head.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to expect going into this.
Okay, I'm all over the shop. I think I said this to you before. You're going to be able to tell that I... what part of the month I chose my menu. I just want all of the comfort food. Okay, so have you been to Flesh and Bun?
Yes.
Mm. Okay, they do a grilled miso aubergine that goes in a bao with pickled cucumber and carrot and lettuce and hoisin sauce. Yes. And I want that, please.
Wow, that sounds very nice.
I've
not had it before.
It's so good.
I've only been to Flesh and Bun once. I really, really enjoyed it. But it's from the people that brought you Bone Daddies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of my favourite restaurants in London.
Yes.
And Shack Fu Yu are the same people. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that grilled miso aubergine is available at all of their places in various forms, and that is phenomenal.
It's so good. It's so, honestly, so there usually gets to a point where Sarah and I have talked about it so much that we have to go. And then every time I think, we were just drunk last time. It can't have been that good. Yes. Or we've overhyped it. There's no way. Ben, we have to get all of our conversation out of the way on the way there, because as soon as it comes, that's it, we're done. No talking. It's like, do not speak to me. Don't. I'm having a moment. And I honestly, yeah. I mean, absolutely, it's incredible.
How big are the bow there? Is that enough for? Is one of those enough for a main course?
I just keep the bows coming.
You just keep them rolling. That's it. Yeah. And you can have that. You can have unlimited bows.
Yeah, they give you a thing of four, but you usually get eight.
Oh, of course, because they do it. They give you the filling and then the bows separately, and you build them yourself.
Mm-hmm. So your main is bottomless bows.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure that that's yes, that right.
Yeah, bottomless bows. Excellent.
But they're. I mean, they're so good. Also, I wasn't sure how I felt about bows because I come from a very, like, bready background.
Yes.
My family love bread. My mom's always making bread. I'm into bread. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
It looks like sort of weirdly squashed white bread.
It looks like the ghost of bread.
Exactly that. But actually, it's just a cloud.
Yeah.
It's a revolutionary cloud in which you can put loads of stuff. Mm. And it's just so good. It's so, also, we've been dating long enough that, like, it doesn't matter how we look when we eat. Like, sure. You know, nobody's trying to.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to get anything, and so like, we've eaten. Don't be ridiculous. And so you can just go to town.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god!
It's so important that I think that's a real moment in a relationship where you're like,
when you give up sex and you start eating bears.
Just go face first into a plate in a restaurant.
Yes, please.
When I first started going out with my girlfriend, we went to Wagamama too early in the relationship, and she had noodles, and it was a whole thing.
Oh no!
Did you have to think about it?
Well, she was like trying to almost cover her mouth while she was eating it, but. Then she'd like cover it and there'd be like some noodles coming out the bottom. So she'd look like Dr. Zoidberg.
I feel like I would love a girl more if she was like, second date, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I think the attempt to be demure is where it all gets thrown off kilter.
And it was clear what was going on, so we had a laugh about that.
Yeah, a little laugh at Zoidberg.
You made it through. That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, have you had the Wagamama's Bang Bang Cauliflower?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a big fan. Also, that's like as spicy as I get. And so,
yeah, that's not spicy at all.
No, I know, but I'm Irish, so in order for me to eat Bang Bang Cauliflower, I have to go to Wagamama's, ideally alone, without makeup, so I can wipe my face. I'm not very good with spice. I love it, but it does not love me.
Right, here's a question for you.
Okay.
My sister's coming to visit soon, and she wants a food day around London.
Do you want me to date your sister?
Pardon me?
Day, not date.
Day. I thought you said date. I was like, no. But also the level of offence on James's face. Yeah. He's like, pardon me? No, she's not a lesbian.
No, here's what I thought you said to me. I'll tell you by the offence. I thought you said to me, you're going to date your sister. And I was like, well, I'm not dating my sister.
Date your sister? That's disgusting.
No. You'd be welcome to it. She listens to this podcast quite a lot.
What a supportive sister.
Yeah, she's cool. The question I was going
to
ask.
Sorry, yes, I'm not dating your sister, but she wants to go on a food day around London.
Yes, and go she on. Has asked specifically if there are any good aubergine dishes. I haven't really been able to come up with any. So there's that one, but do you know any other?
Okay, if she gets on a train to Brighton from London, have you eaten in Terre Terre?
No.
Oh my God. Also miso glazed. Sorry, very boring. Aubergine, but it's like a roasted aubergine. It's fucking incredible.
Oh wow.
I would say it's worth going
there
for.
Trip.
Miso aubergine is amazing. I'm going to sound like a.
Yeah.
Shaq Fu Yu, do it. I mean, there's. If you go to any good Japanese restaurant,
they will
have a glazed miso aubergine dish. It's called nasu dengaku, is the Japanese name for miso aubergine.
You said that with such confidence.
Yeah,
it's because I knew what it was.
Oh, nice. It was impressive.
It's nasu dengaku.
I'm willing to bet that Mildred's have something aubergine-focused as well.
Yeah.
They're always good for it.
As a vegan, do you enjoy Mildred's?
Oh, my God, I fucking love Mildred's. That was one of the first places I went. So when I got here, or got to London, I had gone vegetarian about 3 years before in Ireland, and that was a slog. But I could not eat another buffet. I was like, because there was one restaurant for a long time called Cornucopia in Dublin, and it was all buffet. The food's great, but like, it feels like it's it was the only place you could go.
Yeah.
It was also the only place you could go to meet women. So it was like a real, I was like, I'm never getting out of here. I'm going to have to wear sandals forever. But Mildred's is amazing.
Right.
It blew my mind when I got here. I was like, what do you mean there's more than one option? What do you mean there's a table? What do you mean there's cutlery already there? It was crazy. My mind was blown. Also, I don't know if they have like a policy, but all of their waiters are incredibly cool.
Mm.
Have you noticed their wait staff?
Yeah. To be fair, I've never come away thinking they weren't cool.
Yeah, well then that'll do.
Do you think that's a hiring policy? Are they allowed to do things like that? Be like, you're not probably cool not enough. Because there's a restaurant I really like called Spontino on Rupert Street. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I've been going there for years, but I think it's closing soon, which is really, really sad. No. I think they might be moving. But it's a Russell Norman restaurant, so the guy like Polpo and all of those. Mm. And it's like you sit up at a bar, it's like a New York style restaurant, and
you've lost me.
Uh-oh. You don't like sitting at the
Give
bar.
Give me a table.
Right. Does not like sitting
no,
at a bar.
There's
thank
no
you.
Tables in Spontino.
No. I'm sorry, are we role-playing? Why would I sit at a bar? Because if you're not here to pick me up and take me to a hotel, then I'm going to need a table. Absolutely not.
You speak, you can chat to the person working there, but my point is...
Do you want to chat to the person
no.
working there, Kathy?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
My point is, they all had tattoos for
yes,
ages. They've
the
all got tattoos.
Yes.
And I just wonder whether that's a thing that they're allowed to do is go, you've got no tattoos, I'm sorry, you can't work here.
I doubt they're allowed to do that, but maybe they have like an initiation.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems like a thing you're allowed to do.
What, as in they
tat up your employees?
Oh,
he's
Catherine Bowhart.
Oh!
Oh my God.
What would you like as your side dish, Catherine?
Also flesh and bun.
Oh.
Great. No, that's good.
I know. It feels weird. They have a broccoli with miso, shallots and orange.
Mm.
And it's charred. Uh-huh. And it's so good. It's so good.
So do you normally, is this a combo you normally have anyway? So when you go to flesh and bun, you always have
the same thing every
the
time.
The bowels and the brock. And the brock.
Yeah. We've stopped pretending we're going to share now. We just order our... enough food for two people each, and we just...
That's very interesting, because that's a very sharing-based restaurant, I'd say.
Yeah,
as
no,
a concept,
no, no, no,
you get
no, no.
that big plate of stuff, you get the bowels, and do you both get the
yep, we
aubergine?
Both go our own way.
But yeah. Do you both get the aubergine? Yep. You get the same dish, so you don't think we'll get one of those and then something different to share?
We've tried that.
Do you sit on the same table?
I mean, they make us, so yeah. But yeah, they're like, you can't have one to yourself, especially when you're clearly shouting at each other. We just get our own.
That's great. That's really good. You two know each other.
I mean, the same as family divided at the butter. She's not going to share a bowl with you. Like, that's not going to happen.
Never going to happen. But also, they're just so good. Also, we don't eat out as much as we would like to. Like, in an ideal world, we would eat all three meals a day.
Sure,
out.
Yeah.
And so when we do eat out, we're like, fucking have what you
go
want.
Go for it, yeah. I love a broccoli side, especially charred broccoli, because it feels like you're being healthy, but it's also a real treat, a charred
also the
broccoli.
Orange is just with the smoke. It's
I don't
amazing.
Think I've had the orange.
Because it's
the
so
orange.
Smoky and then, oh my God. Oh my God, it's a dream.
Yeah, I think orange and smoke is a very nice combo. Mm-hmm.
I tried to make it at home. It did not taste the same. I made some candied broccoli. It's very sad. I bought that smoke in a bottle, which it turns out
it's not that good.
You bought it? You bought smoke in a bottle,
yeah.
did you say?
Yeah.
What's this?
Liquid smoke.
Liquid smoke.
I don't know about it. I've never heard about this. No concept of it.
Okay, so it looks like, I suppose, like cloudy vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out you only need like a drop.
Right.
To make things taste smoky, but it has a slightly more acrid, I think, taste than if you barbecued something.
Yeah, it's instead of like, you know, when if you're doing like some pulled pork and someone will like smoke a bit of pork on a smoker for like 24 hours or something, it's to try and replace that taste, I
I'll
guess.
Put
you've
it
just
in
got
like a marinade for a tofu or like in a salad or something. Like it can be quite nice as a like in part of a dressing, but you really have to use a tiny amount. Whereas at the start, I had no idea. So I was just like liberally. I ruined some dinners. It's theoretically a great idea. In practice, I would say needs some work.
But you're a proper cook, though, if you're doing things like experimenting with liquid smoke and trying to recreate stuff.
I'm just a very cocky woman. I'm just like, if I have something in a restaurant, I'm like, yeah, I can make that.
Yeah.
I'm almost always wrong. Don't let me be very clear. I never get it the same, but yeah.
Like, that's why I think I go to Mildred's less, because I bought their cookbook, so now I just make all
the
stuff.
You do it at home. Mm-hmm. Do you do the fake fried chicken that they do?
The seitan?
Yeah.
The seitan's actually, it's just basically gluten.
Yeah. Oh, I suppose it's a nightmare for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean.
I would like to, but it is just a cake. Yeah. The taste of chicken.
Battered cake.
Yeah, it's delicious. That's why it's delicious. But yeah, no, sadly not.
Has there been a dish that you've had in a restaurant that you actually have been able to pretty much get spot on at home?
Their curry I can do.
Nice.
Their Mildred's curry I can do. I mean, I think with desserts, I'm quite a snob because I'm like, it has to be something I can't make on the whole. Like, if it's in a nice restaurant, I want it to be something I can't make myself. Mm. So like, I think I make a better lemon meringue pie than most people.
Wow.
What's your secret?
Big call. My secret is I have
liquid
my...
Liquid smoke.
Yes.
The smoky
and
pie.
And some orange. I have my great aunt's lemon meringue pie dish, and her recipe is baked into it. Like, in the... It's been like...
It's magic.
So it's just marinated the...
Just no, a magic
no,
dish.
No, like, they whatever you like. It's like written into the base.
I thought you meant
it.
Like it'd been used so many times that the baked the flavour into the thing. Yeah. But you mean it's literally written in the bottom?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Dish.
Yeah, and that's why I love making it, because it's like, it feels like my mom used it.
But then as you make it, you see less of the recipe.
Well, the thing is, you don't mix the ingredients in the pie dish, you just put it in at the end.
Yeah, but I've never made the pie.
James is imagining you putting the base in and then going, right, what goes on?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I guess it's just pastry. Yeah, yeah.
And we come to your drink, Catherine Bohart. Catherine yes. Bohart.
Oh, God.
Yes. Wine, please.
Yes.
Can I... Can I have red?
Uh-oh.
I want red with my cheese board and white with my main. But that's a weird reversal. You can't go from red to white, can you?
You can in the dream restaurant.
Okay. Why can't you? I would think that's fine, no?
It feels weird to go from heavy to light.
Are you taking the Catherine Ryan method of white is day wine and red is night wine? So you think it's sort of the reverse?
Oh, no, it's all day wine. I just... sure, it's fine. I just mean, like, it feels... No, fuck it, let's do it. I will have a Malbec with my cheese board.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll have a Picpoul with my main.
A what?
A
Picpoul.
A Picpoul?
Yes, please.
Where's that from?
I don't know, but I like it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I've never heard
wine?
Of it.
This is white wine, but like what?
Yeah.
What? I've never heard of this before.
It's not real sweet. It's
dry, quite dry?
Yeah. I think.
Uh-huh.
I just don't... I know nothing about wine.
Neither do we.
I just know those are the two I like.
Yes.
And I hate Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I quite like a Rioja sometimes. But that's all I know.
Right.
Couldn't tell you where they're from.
But I think that's...
But I think that's okay to know one of the ones you like.
It's kind of enough if you just know one you like to order it. And then occasionally branch out and try a new one.
I don't know where, Diet Coke's from.
A great point.
I drink it all the time.
Yeah. Sure.
And it tastes like normal Coke these days for me. Because I...
I prefer Diet Coke.
Yeah, I do now. So I gave up caffeine in 2013.
Mm.
Does Diet Coke not have caffeine in?
Yeah, it does. But I didn't know that.
So this is a story that James has told upwards of 10 times on the podcast.
I'm so sorry. Yes, my apologies.
That I'll tell it for him. He gave up caffeine, so he stopped drinking all cola drinks. And then when he came back, he'd not drunk any of them for ages, and he drank Diet Coke, and it just tasted like normal Coke to him then.
I have heard you tell this story, yes. I was like, oh, there's sort of a meandering non-ending to that. Oh, there it is. Yep, I've felt this feeling before.
Nice feeling.
Yeah.
Nice
I feel feeling. Neither confused nor elated.
There we go.
Yes.
We're just further on in time.
The genie's really intense. I only mentioned that you're intense because the most alarming moment I had at Melbourne Comedy Festival was James called me intense, and that was when I was like, oh, I've had too much to drink, I need to go home.
Did I call you intense?
Yeah. No, I mean, I am intense, but you know when James says you're intense, you're I've had too much wine. Because you know, you had that beautiful man who sang at your show.
Yeah, Paul Williams.
Yes. James had to leave me with him for a moment while he went to the bathroom.
He's a beautiful man.
And James went, are you going to be okay? And I was like, yeah. But I didn't realise it was like, just be okay. And then James came back from the bathroom and was like, has it been? And I was like, fine. And he's like, well, just a bit worried that Bohart would be a bit too intense for Paul. I mean, sure, I'd asked him about his childhood, but it was fine.
I don't have a memory of that, but I completely understand why I would be concerned about
because
that.
Because Paul is the opposite of intense.
Yes.
Paul is the most laid-back man in the universe.
And I'm not laid-back, to be fair. That's a reasonable call. It's not a. That's not you saying that. That's a true story.
In a good way.
I mean, yeah, totally. I had seen James's show that day and audibly said, oh, James, quite a few times during the show. So I get really worried for him. So I can see why you thought it, but that was the one of those moments where I was like, yes, I have had too much to drink and I need to go home now.
Also, Paul is teetotal. So I was leaving.
Oh, I really was a drunk.
A completely sober man with an absolutely off-the-leash Irish woman.
Catherine Bauer.
Catherine Bauer.
Yeah, I didn't know he was teetotal. That makes a lot more sense.
So I'll be back in a second. Are you going to be all right?
No, we're not trying to give the listener the impression that you have any sort of problem with alcohol. But your drink is two types of wine.
Yeah.
red with your starter.
Yes, please.
And white with your main. We can do that for you.
Now, the moment we've all been waiting for. There's been a lot of hype from the moment we started this entire conversation.
Okay.
With the starter, you were saying, I love desserts.
Yes.
You've said you make the best lemon meringue pie in the world.
No, I said you make a better lemon meringue pie than most, but sure, let's say in the world.
Yes. In the world.
It's because I make my own curd, guys. Anyway.
You said you could outbake any restaurant.
What
is Catherine Bauhart's dessert going to be?
I'm not going to help with my reputation as a drunk because I have a drunk answer and a sober answer.
Okay, let's third bottle of wine?
No, I was going to tell you my sober answer, but then Sarah was like, that's not true. You're just ashamed to say what your favourite dessert is.
Oh.
Sober is my mother's sticky toffee pudding because she makes it with loads of dates and she puts pecans in the sauce.
That does sound
incredible.
The dates and the pecans sound very...
It's so good. And she puts double cream on and it's fucking amazing. And we usually wait, because we usually have it for dessert on Christmas. And so we have to have our nap after dinner and then dessert because you need to work back up for it. It's like a whole other meal.
Did she put it on a board with loads of pine needles around it?
No, she does not. But she grills it as well under the when she makes the caramel. So it's really... really crispy on the top, but then it's oh my god, it's fucking amazing.
Oh, I love your mom.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Genuinely, it's my favorite thing. She's tried every year to say she's not going to make it because it takes loads of work.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's been riots. So
has she ever taught you how to make it?
No, that's the one thing she keeps trying. Because she'll write out books of her own recipes for me and send them to me. But then she keeps trying with that one and I'm not fucking learning. I refuse.
You refuse to learn it.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you learn it, she can go, I'm not doing it this year. Catherine can do
it. And also, I just won't be able to do it as well. There's some things that it's a magic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One day you'll have to, you're going to cook Christmas dinner. She's going to be like, I'm going to take some time off.
Why would I cook Christmas?
And then you'll be gathering people around to carve the bow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's what I'll do. I'll offer to make it one year. I'll make bow and then she'll never let me do it again. Yeah, I mean, she
don't
does...
steal the bow heart joke, though.
Okay. Absolutely no fear of that.
If you do that, don't steal my joke.
And no fear
don't
of that.
Don't say we're the bow hearts. Please don't do that.
I promise I won't. Also, it's a stage name, so there's no fear of my mother referring to herself as a bow heart.
Oh.
Yeah. I hate to break it to you. But yeah, so that's my favourite dessert.
Is your mother's maiden name Aubergine?
Oh, James. Oh,
I'm so hungover.
I can tell. Yeah.
I was trying to think of a surname that had aubergine in it.
I liked it. It was a good try.
Stop swinging now because you've done strawberry and Bauhart.
Yeah.
You've done real well today.
You got to retire on a high.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
so what's the real answer? The drunk answer?
The drunk answer is, and I need to put some qualifications on this.
Mm.
By all means.
So I'm going to say it and then you have to let me explain. Mm-hmm. The drunk answer is wedding cake.
Okay.
Not fruitcake. If you have fruitcake at your wedding, I want you to tell me in advance I'm not coming. We're not friends. That's fine. If you're not a happy person, that's on you, but I don't need to be sharing in your misery.
Sure.
So I'm not talking fruitcake. I'm talking when people have cakes for their weddings and there's a different layer on every one. Because the best thing about drunk wedding cake is the quantity.
Yeah.
You can have 7 slices. No one's even going to notice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Also, the fact that there's more than one type of cake. Hello.
Yes.
I mean, yes, please. I went to Sean McLaughlin's wedding and they had this sort of maple, and caramel carroty cake thing, and also a chocolate cake. Oh my God, it was a fucking dream.
Amazing.
But also, at weddings, nobody's like, oh, that girl has a plate of cake. That's insane. They're just like, oh, it must be for her table.
Yes.
Hello. It's not for her table. So
why would you think I wouldn't be delighted by this? You've chosen wedding cake as your dessert, which is multiple cakes. This is amazing.
Okay, but some people really don't like wedding cake.
James,
and also,
James, can I just tell you something that might be happening for my wedding? Wait till he hears this.
Don't you dare say. No. I'll be with him on this one. Don't you fucking dare say cheesecake.
Believe me, Catherine.
Don't even dare say
that relationship is not long for this world. It's not making the wedding.
Don't you say it.
Well, so, you know, they do like towers of wedding cake.
No.
You can, instead of that, you can get.
We know, because you're not original. It's just a bad idea that's been going on for ages.
Jesus.
Absolute dickhead. But
why?
But we get pudding with the meal anyway.
Yeah, well, guess what, Ed? Now that you've told me that and I know it, someone is going to be objecting to that marriage.
Yeah. Look, I don't mind if you want to have cheeses at your wedding, but why that has to be instead of?
No, it's not going to be instead of. We're doing full three-course meal, cake.
Good.
And then later on, there's a cheese station.
Fine.
Yeah, good luck.
Happy with
if
that?
If you want a smelly dance floor, then off you go.
Yeah, stinky old dance floor. I'm pushing over that cheese station. Don't worry, Bohart.
Please film it.
I'm gonna shove it over.
That's...
Neither of you are invited.
It's just people who...
I am.
The hurtful part is that I'm not in James. Yeah, yeah.
I got to save the date the other day.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. What's harrowing about that is that like some people do that instead of cake.
Yeah, they do. And I would never do that specifically to James. Also, James is a groomsman. I'm not doing that to him.
Also, you know when you know that actually everybody wants cake? It's when you have to dress your cheese up as a cake.
Yeah.
To trick them into thinking it might still be okay. Like, no, thank you. No.
So what's in your... So your pudding is different types of cake.
Yes.
At a wedding.
Yes.
What different flavours are you going for?
Okay, I would like a red velvet.
Is that a flavour?
Yes.
Here we go.
Is it?
Yes.
Or is it just a colour?
Now we're talking.
It's a chocolate cake.
No, what?
Have you ever made red velvet?
No.
It's a chocolate cake, but it's dyed red.
That's madness. It doesn't taste like chocolate to me.
Yeah, because they use cocoa powder because it's from the war, so they don't have like proper. They don't put actual chocolate in it. They started making it during, I think, the maybe Second World during a war. Uh-huh. And
it was an American one, right?
Yeah,
it's got to be Second World War.
Yeah, to make it look like, because it didn't have a dense color because they weren't using chocolate or a strong cocoa powder.
Uh huh.
They would dye it.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Make some banging cream cheese.
I love a red velvet.
Oh, the cream cheese on a red velvet.
Oh, my God.
Cake.
Yes. Yeah. Please. Yeah. Yes. I would also like a carrot cake.
You can have one.
I want a proper dense chocolate cake, too.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I mean, how many flavors do I get?
Well, who's getting married?
Me. Okay, great. There's
many
another flavor.
Do you want? Yeah.
Great. Maybe I'd have something with like blueberry in.
Okay.
Is that crazy?
Blueberry cake.
No, that's not.
Like a Victoria sponge with blueberry.
Yeah.
Center.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably all I'd need in like one.
And are they getting progressively smaller as they go up?
I suppose so, but the bottom is big, so it's fine.
So, but then let's go in terms of size. So what's on the bottom?
Chocolate.
Next.
Carrot.
Next.
Red velvet.
Next.
The
blueberry Victoria sponge.
Yeah.
And they'd all be made by my mum.
That's probably the order I would... No, do you know what? I would maybe want to switch around the chocolate and the carrot cake.
Interesting. My mum, for my dad's 50th, made a three-tiered cake, and it was his favourite, Black Forest, so that was the base.
Oof.
And then carrot cake, and then a lemon curd Victoria sponge.
Yes.
Fucking amazing.
That sounds very good.
It was great, and she covered it in edible roses. I mean, what a lady.
I really want some cake now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, no, that's... Right? Every episode there's something that hits, and I thought it was going to be the aubergine bao, but it's cake. I need cake.
Yeah, I think I just love that you can walk around with fistfuls of cake and everyone's just like, that's probably her first slice. You know?
If you walked up to your mum with a fistful of cake, what do you think she'd ask you?
Where the fuck did you buy that? I have one made. But I think my favourite thing about it as well is that like most people appreciate you eating loads. You know, like if you eat too much at a... In any other... If you like order a second main at the wedding, no one's going to be thrilled by that. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to be like, that's not how this works,
about
Catherine,
80 quid.
For the 100th time. You only brought a teapot. Whereas I think if you just keep eating the cake, people are like, great, get rid of it.
Yeah. Oh, you like that, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we pick that.
We have loads of it. Yeah. Take it. Sarah's agent got married and they had Crosstown Donuts for their cake.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, yes please. They had miniature ones. And we panicked when we were leaving because I hadn't had enough of them. I mean, I'd had a plate of them, but I hadn't felt like I had enough and there was loads left.
Very sweet that you hadn't had enough, but you both panicked.
Sarah knew she had to deal with me. So Sarah went to the kitchen, like there was like a window, like what are they called? What's the word I'm looking
like
for?
Like a porthole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she just stuck her hand in and took out like a bucket that I think was used for food prep. I hope was used for food prep.
Yes.
And filled it with donuts for me. And then we were in the Uber and it was only really there that we realised what we'd done and how unacceptable that was.
Stole a bucket of donuts. Yeah. From the
and the next morning we had to text Steph and be like, I'm so sorry, we took home 37 donuts. But at the same time, we had a pretty joyous hangover.
Yeah, I bet. Eating from your potato peel bucket.
Yeah.
I hope that's
bucket.
What it was and not just like, yeah, for the
yeah,
mop.
Yeah,
but
take the mop out and fill it with donuts.
Yeah.
We ate so many and it was so great.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so pretty good. That's my answer. Wedding cake.
Wedding cake's good. It. Also, I have an additional question before we read the menu back to you. For this whole meal, are you dressed for your wedding?
Yes, I think I am.
Yeah.
Which obviously is black morning clothes.
Sure, sure yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair
yeah.
enough. So, here's your menu back to you. Here we go.
Water.
You would like a jug of still water.
Yes, please.
Pomodoro bread. You would like a bread selection with whipped butter, whipped apple butter.
Mm-hmm.
Starter. A cheese board. Manchego brie. The one that I'd fly in my face
Comte?
For. Yep. I'd fly in my face during that bit. Smoked cheese, goat's cheese with ash, quince jelly, strawberry.
Remembering his great joke.
Malbec. Maine. Grilled miso aubergine bao. That's why they call you bao heart. Bottomless bowels, indeed. Bottomless yes. bowels. Side, charred broccoli with orange miso and shallots, also from Flesh and Buns. So both those are from Flesh and Buns. Drink, you would like some Pickpool white wine, but also earlier on, yeah, the Marmite, yeah, we all said that. Dessert, a stroke of genius, the wedding cake, chocolate, carrot, red velvet, and Victoria Sponge of blueberries.
Amazing. That's a really good menu.
It sounds amazing. I want to eat it now.
Yeah, it does sound great.
I feel like if I ordered that at an actual restaurant, though, the waiter would say my least favourite words, which is, that might be a bit much.
Yeah, oh my God.
Well, what I've noticed while James is reading it back is he had bread with every course apart from the cake pudding.
Yes. Hey, I don't have an allergy here. I got to get it all in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Catherine.
Congratulations to Catherine Bohart on her wedding.
And congratulations to me for not appearing hungover during
No, you did very well.
I don't think she even noticed.
No, you did very well there, James. You were as sprightly and as accurate as you normally are.
Thank you very much.
In all your humour. Excellent punning as well from you.
Thank you very much, Ed. I was hoping that didn't go... I think we flagged it up when we made the pun.
I don't know. Maybe you snuck a few under the radar that I didn't even know about.
I hope Catherine didn't miss the pun. Yeah. I really tried to flag it up.
But excellent menu. Check Catherine Bohart out on the social meds.
Yes.
She's doing a run at the Soho Theatre. You should go and see that. It's Monday 30th of September to Saturday 5th of October. Go and check her out on Twitter and Instagram. Find out where she is gigging next. I'm on social media too, at Ed Gamble Comedy. Check me out. I've got a special available on Amazon Prime Video. Go and watch that. Come see me on tour.
I'm also on social media.
Thank you, James. And thank you all wonderful listeners for downloading the podcast, streaming the podcast, listening to it on vinyl, all that sort of thing. Thank you very much. And we'll see you again next time in the off-menu restaurant.
Don't go hungry.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.